And now for a few of your letters. A number of listeners weighed in on my use last week when describing the posthumous outing of astronaut Sally Ride of her sexual preference. Many listeners observed that the correct phrasing is sexual orientation, with the lack of choice that that term implies. Daniel Sparler wrote, "How disappointing that in a story on media sensitivity to an historically severely marginalized minority, that host Bob Garfield twice employed the dismissive and patronizing term sexual preference rather than the accurate standard sexual orientation." Others called my phrasing insulting, deliberate, and a host of descriptions ascribing malice. Curiously, nobody quite located my actual failing, momentary carelessness. Anyway, absolutely my bad.
Last week, we spoke with former Onion headline writer Joe Garden about the phenomenon of real news headlines that sound like Onion headlines. We asked you to submit the best ones you could find in the media wild, and we've gotten some great ones so far, like this Guardian headline about the Olympics submitted by listener Cameron McKay. "London 2012. China has no interest in it, and that gives us a chance." Or this Wall Street Journal headline from listener Todd Neistel. "Area man joins organization where nothing much ever happens." Keep them coming. The person who submits the best one, as judged by Joe, will get an on-the-media mug. Remember, these headlines must be real, nothing made up.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.